Welcome back to Your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. How often do you do something that it kind of risky, but still scares you a little bit? I feel like Bob does these kinds of things all the time, and on this episode, he talks about one such escapade, an escapade with guardrails. Enjoy.
Did something really funky this week.
Yo.
Mm-hmm.
Yo.
Funny, I didn't even tell Patty about this. Because I kind of forgot about it after I did it. And then I remembered it when I was in Tai Chi class. I'm walking on the beach, New Smyrna Beach.
Okay.
Miles of, like, almost of it's empty at this time I'm walking. This is the last day that I'm there. And I see this long stretch, wide stretch, hard sand, no variation on the surface. So I'm like, I'm going to see how far I can walk with my eyes closed. I did this before once, and I think I got to like 100 steps before I had to open my eyes. But I looked good far distance, and I already walked over that distance, so I was walking back over it. So I knew the terrain. So I'm like, no, you're doing it. I'm going to do 1,000 steps.
Whoa.
A half a mile. I had my watch. A half a mile, I walked with my eyes closed on the beach. It was terrifying.
Yeah.
But it was terrifying with a net. And the worst thing that would happen is I'd feel water on my shoes and I'd be like, okay, you hit the water.
Yeah, but also sharks. The New Smyrna Beach is known for all its shark bites.
I'm not in the water, though.
Yeah, but they're looking at people who are not really paying attention. And they can just jump out.
That one's not paying attention right there.
Let's His eyes are closed. He's doing an eyes closed thing. Guys, come here.
I wasn't even aware enough to be afraid of that. And I'm glad I wasn't because...
What, you did 1,000 steps?
It was 1,000 steps.
That's amazing.
And it was... Well, it was probably... I mean, it was a little over 1,000 steps, like 1,013 steps or something.
Yeah.
But it was... Then I looked up what that is, and that's like, that's almost a half a mile. And I did that. And then I started thinking about Lighthouse Central Florida. My friend Kyle Johnson. Do you know Kyle Johnson who runs that?
No, but I've heard of him.
Cool guy, interesting guy. He had just given a TED Talk-like speech to a vendor gathering. I forget where it was. It was like New York or Las Vegas, and did an amazing job. But he was talking about what it means to be blind. And all I kept thinking while I was walking, and I could see that before I had left, was they can't open their eyes. So don't you. You can't, like, make it like you can't open your eyes. And that's where the scary part came in, because it was only when I really wanted to open my eyes and then refused to open my eyes that I started to feel scared. Like, there might be something there that's going to trip you up. And the worst that would have really happened is my feet get wet or I trip, you know.
Yeah.
But it was so flat, and my cadence was like, I was walking to walk. I wasn't just, you know, ambling. So I thought you would find that interesting. I found it rather fascinating.
Did the fear kind of go in waves, or was it, did it just build up?
It went in waves, and it didn't build up. It went in waves, and it went away. It was like, and the closer I got to the end of it, it happened less frequently as I went. First, you know, couple hundred steps, I wanted to open my eyes every 20 steps. I just kept having that feeling, but it's like, no, you're good. Keep walking. And I wasn't counting my steps when I was walking. I was just walking as far until I was like, all right, this feels like long enough. That was a good long walk. I didn't know how much time that was. And I don't know, to be honest with you, if anybody passed me during that time. I don't think anybody did, because I didn't see anybody in my view when I started, and I didn't see anybody in my view when I ended and I turned around and looked back. But, you know, I don't know. It's cool.
The sharks were all around you, though.
But the shark. I didn't look into the water. I wasn't thinking.
When you look into the water looks back into you.
Oh, that's deep. I like that. I did have to worry about jellyfish, though, at certain points. Although not on the stretch that I was on.
Mm.
So that was good. So thanks for sharing that adventure with me. I appreciate you. Hey, gang. It's Bob. Nick and I hope you're enjoying the vibe that we're putting out at the universe with this podcast. We really didn't know what we were starting when we decided to launch Your Daily Dose, but it has evolved into a comfort food for us and for many of our listeners. We really hope that some of what we're sharing is helpful, humorous, and relevant to your world. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening. That does it for this episode of our show. We'll catch you next time.